Hey, Chuck, good to be here.
So what is Real ID?
So Real ID is the name of this federal law that sets security standards for IDs that you get from your state DMV. I know. So state identification cards or driver's licenses. And right now, no one with a Rhode Island driver's license is Real ID compliant.
So is that going to be a problem for those of us with the old form of ID?
Well, the federal law that requires all this was passed back in 2005. It was a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission, and the goal was to set a higher security standard for official identification. And the idea is basically to standardize IDs with an extra layer of security for flying or going into federal buildings. Here's Bud Craddock. He's the head of the Rhode Island DMV.
It's a federal mandate that all states have to have certain security features in their credentials to make sure we are identifying the people appropriately.
So this all dates back to 2005. That was 13 years ago. Why are we just moving to these new IDs now?
Well, after the law was passed, there was actually a little bit of pushback from states and organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, which bristled at the idea of a national standardization for identification. So the law was delayed and delayed, but now there is an official hard deadline for people to be compliant, and that is October 2020.
So who is this going to affect?
Well, the short answer, Chuck, is basically everyone. If you plan on flying or going into a federal courthouse or other federal building, you're going to want one of these new IDs. Now, I should say that other forms of ID will also be acceptable, such as a passport or birth certificate, if absolutely necessary. But, you know, those are the type of documents you don't always want to carry around with you all the time.
And then starting in October 2020, you'll need either a Real ID or a passport or birth certificate to get on a plane or to go into any federal building?
Yeah, that's right. And while that may sound like it's a ways off, the Rhode Island DMV is anticipating that it is going to take upwards of 2 years to get these new IDs to everyone who wants one. The DMV plans to start issuing these new Real IDs this December.
So, John, the DMV has been trying to reduce wait times and put more services online. How is this new wrinkle likely to affect that?
Yeah, the DMV is really concerned about this one. These new IDs could involve a lot of lines and wait times. The DMV director, Bud Craddock, says the agency is expecting a lot of people at their offices. Because here's the thing, Chuck, you do have to go in person to get this new ID. You can't do it online.
And it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks to get the actual credential. And with a heavy flow of traffic, that is probably going to be closer to the six-week period.
If you have a license renewal in the next 2 years, you can get the new ID by going in person to the DMV. If you're not up for renewal, the DMV recommends you wait unless you are sure you'll be traveling or frequenting a federal building. If, for instance, I have a renewal for my license in 2022, but I'm assuming I might fly between 2020 and 2021, so I'll probably change my license at some point.
Is there anyone who won't need to worry about this at all?
Well, yeah, a few people. Basically, anyone who's absolutely sure they won't be flying or entering federal buildings. Craddock uses this famous example.
The football commentator, John Madden, who would always travel from Monday night football games by some sort of a caravan-type van. There are some individuals that just won't fly.
Honestly, I don't know how often John Madden goes into federal buildings, though.
Well, maybe never. So, John, anyway, the process for getting the new Real ID certified license sounds like it's going to be a little onerous.
Exactly. Now, there is an alternative to the DMV. That's AAA. They'll also be able to process these new IDs. But wherever you go to get one, you will need to provide four things. Proof of citizenship or legal residency, such as a birth certificate or a passport, a social security card, or a document with a social security number, like a pay stub, and two proofs of residence. That could be, for example, a mortgage statement or a utility bill.
And you need two of those.
Two of those.
Well, thanks very much, John.
Thank you, Chuck.